Good morning, everyone. Wednesday's a good day to be alive in Christ. And today we're excited and encouraged because God is still alive. I woke up this morning, I checked in to headquarters, and he answered the phone. Well, I know that's an old thought. He would answer the computer or whatever we would term that. Welcome today. I'm George Watkins. If you haven't been here before, thank you for joining our journey together. Just looking into the things of God, being encouraged in the Word of God every day. And we tune in every morning just for a time together of encouragement and sometimes direction. We are in the grip of a worldwide spirit of fear. There are bad things happening. There is danger in the streets. We have epidemic things happening, both in crime and in sickness and diseases. There are dark stuff. You dig far enough, you're going to find dark things. But I believe we need to focus on something today in this middle of the week. And I want to talk about how to have faith in your future. I have been in the church all my life. And the church, in some cases, has been a purveyor of fear. Fear in the sense of an insecure future. Talking about the eschatology, which is a big long word that most of us have trouble spelling, but it means the theology or the teaching of the last day events. And because of that, there's a lot of attitude in the church that it's dark now. It's bad times. How can we ever get out of this? So let's just escape. Jesus is coming any minute, and we just need to run and hide. I'm saying that in kind of a shorthand attitude because there's a lot of variations on that same thought. And I'm hearing it again. Well, here we are. This is the Antichrist. This is the end of time. This is the end of, you know, any moment it's coming. We're seeing the YouTube messages on, you know, different people, different churches, different teachers trying to identify the Antichrist, trying to identify the end of time. Well, I've got news for you, and I believe it's good news. This isn't it. Jesus is not coming by Thursday. We're not going to see the end of our nation. I believe we still have a distance to go. I believe we still have things to fulfill. And I believe that according to Scripture. Well, the Scriptures tell us that the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the whole earth as the waters cover the sea. He also commanded us to disciple nations. So, that hasn't happened. Now, I know there's some manipulation of things trying to prove that the gospel's already been preached to the whole world. Go on the internet, send out a message, you know, around the world. But I believe that it means more than salvation. We're talking, Bob Jones told us 10, 15, 20 years ago that we were going to have a revival with a billion souls. And I rejoice. I think I'm hearing some of the prophets say the same thing today. I rejoice in that. But it's more than revival. It's more than soul winning. It's more than having a whole bunch of babies in the nursery spiritually. We are to disciple nations. And in the discipling of nations, it goes into, in the last 15, 20 years, we've been hearing the teaching on the seven mountains and those seven spheres of influence Lance Wallnau and a number of others have spent a lot of time on that. Johnny Enlow, another prophet that spends a lot of time on the Seven Mountains. Media and politics and the church and entertainment and so forth. Seven of them. That's where God wants to invade into those realms. We have great services, powerful miracles in the church building. We have wonderful things happen. The Spirit of God comes in. We gather together and we worship and we say, "Come, Holy Spirit," and we enjoy the gifts of the Spirit. And our city is not changed. Our school system is still, you know, invaded by anti-God teachings and spirits. Our politics is still being raided by crooks and thieves, and our media is bent on godless attitudes, trying to pervert our society and our customs. What are we to do? I believe we have a future ahead of us that is not fulfilled. And because of that, this is not the end. This is just one of those trials that we need to get through. So how do we do it? Well, we do it by faith, like we do everything else. And faith is not inactive. Faith is active. Faith is an active move. When Jesus said to the man that he prayed for, put mud in the eyes, he said, go wash your eyes out. That was action. When he said to the man with the crippled hand, he said, stand forth, that was action. God always gives us something to do. So when Jesus was ready to ascend in that cloud of witnesses, cloud of saints, wasn't just a mist on a cloudy day, it was the cloud of saints, that great cloud of witnesses that ascended with him. Remember, 500 were seen in the city. We don't know how many were raised from the dead, but 500 were seen in the city. So that cloud went up. And when he did, in the book of Luke, he said, preach the gospel, raise the dead, heal the sick, open the eyes of the blind. And then in Matthew 18, he said, make disciples of all nations. Now that's the command we have. He told us he was going to give us the Holy Ghost, going to give us the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit. Jesus was coming again in the form of the Holy Spirit to invade, live in, and dwell in us as of a truth. And out of that flows that Ezekiel 47 river, where he said the river came out of the throne of God, and as it did, it healed the nations, and healing was along the sides of the banks and so forth. How to have faith in the future? First of all, you got to believe you got one. and then when you believe that, you got a pretty good chance to walk into it. Depression is a horrible bondage, and many people are depressed. Suicide is usually the end of a long-term or serious depression. And what happens is, there's no hope in the future. There's no reason to live. I've got nothing left. I'll never be able to, you know, get out of this bankruptcy. I've been exposed as a bad person, and no one's ever going to like me again. There's no hope for me. Well, we know Jesus came to give hope, didn't he? And he did that because he gave us a future. He gave us a future. All right. So, talking about natural future and spiritual future. When we get a hold of and take a tight grip on our spiritual future, then the natural future has no effect. Both, I'll say them both, make sure I get it right. He has no effect. It has no effect on us. The natural circumstances then do not depress us. But depression to its conclusion takes us to serious actions where suicide happens and we just give up on life. Walk out of a marriage, leave a job, just disappear into the woodwork. Don't do that because God has a future for you. Amen. I love John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Wow. If there ever was a message for you and I today, it's that one. Let not your heart be troubled. You ready for that? I am. I'm ready for having a heart that's not troubled. Now, how do I do that? This whole setting in the 13th, I'm grabbing my Bible here for a minute, 13th chapter of John, starting with the 31, clear in down through 25 or so in the 14th, is one whole string of teachings. The disciples, Jesus says, I'm going away, and they start frustrating. Where are you going? You can't go with me. Why not? I want to go with you. Well, you will, but you'll come later. I mean, you can't, but you'll come later, and so forth, telling Peter, you know. And Peter said, well, I want to go now. Oh, well, you can't go now. You'll deny me three times. Then he gets to the 14th chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. And he talks about the Father. Well, who's the Father? Well, haven't you? You've been with me all this time. You didn't know who the Father was. You see me, you see the Father, and so forth. And then he gets down to, you're going to ask the Father in the name, you know, in my name. You'll know the Father. Great, great read. If you haven't read that and meditated upon it in the last season of time, do so. Because what it will do for you, what it did for the disciples, it gave them faith in the future. It gave them an entrance into eternity. It gave them not just natural rulership for Israel, because they were Jewish boys, been through the schools, and they were looking for the Messiah to set up a kingdom with a throne, throw the Romans out, get back to David's rule, you know, with the king on the throne. But Jesus came to give us a future past this world into the future world. All right, let me say it again. If there's depression because of the fear you're hearing on the news, the politics, the communistic, socialistic spirit that's trying to evade us, the Antichrist thing, the Satanist things that's going on, all those wicked, dark things, refocus on what you see in Christ. And when you allow that Christ life to begin to burn and light up and ignite in your world, the natural world fades away. Now, you still go to work, you still pay the bills, you still love your family. There's some golden things happen in this world. God gave us the five senses to enjoy it. Amen. A walk beside the lake, a ride in the hot rod, a night out with your wonderful wife or husband, you know, with a romantic dinner, so forth. That's all wonderful soul stuff. Taking your kids for a picnic, or your grandkids for a walk in the park. Amen. Well, I'm having too much fun with that thought. That's all good stuff. But when you get a hold of your future life, then the other things take care of themselves. That's how you have faith in the future. You know who you are in Christ. You know you have the righteousness of God. No matter what, the righteousness of God is really sticky. Doesn't fall off because you hit a bump. Doesn't run away and hide because you had a bad thought. Now, I'm not encouraging those things, but that happens. We have down days. We have tough days. We have things that we fail in. But God does not run from us. He's super glued. Amen. So believe in your future, and you watch today, Wednesday, you watch today brighten up. You watch depression be broken and disappear. You let the you watch the light come back in your eyes, and your heart begin to have hope again when you see your future. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. If you believe in God, you believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. It's a great read. Go to the book of John 13 to 14 and spend some time in meditation. Isn't that something? Well, this is a good day to be alive. It's a good day to know that Jesus never, never fails us. Amen. And because of that, we have courage. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on this glorious Wednesday morning. Tell somebody about us. Subscribe, share. Thank you for your giving. Such a good blessing to us. It helps us be energized in the natural side of life, so we have gas in the tank, go down the road some more. And thank you for your prayers. Until tomorrow morning, at around this same time, we'll be coming back to your house. We'll see you then. Until then, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his countenance